774. Richard Stubbs Podcast. ABC Melbourne.
Visit our website, abc.net.au/Melbourne.
Coming to you into your ears or blatting out of your digital radio, I'm Richard Stubbs. And yes, you've got yourself another potpourri, melange, sampler pack of the week that was on the afternoon's program on 774. Gosh, what a week. Excitement, adventure, thrills. It was all there. And you know what else was there? Brilliant music. How talented is Ruthie Foster? If you don't know Ruthie Foster's work, honestly, get yourself an education. What are they teaching in schools nowadays? Anyway, Ruthie Foster is an amazing singer, songwriter. Songwriter, yes, but she also kind of Ruthifies her songs. Look, don't take my word for it. She came into the studio, she had a chat, she played this.
Yeah.
So hard to find a place to start. You wanna run, you wanna hide, but something deep inside says dry your eyes. See that your worries, they'll be alright. Look around you, love will win the fight. You need a stone, love. Nothing's gonna move you, and nothing's gonna break up a stone.
Stubbs Podcast.
Ruthie Foster, and her latest album is Let It Burn. If you missed seeing her as she travelled around Australia, do yourself a favour, have a listen to that. I asked a simple question, what's unusual about your backyard? What's in it that I would walk out and go, hey, what do you got there? What is that thing? Well, as it turns out, you have a lot of odd stuff in your backyard. Some just makes me laugh. Honestly, why don't you just call it a cubby house? What's your friend got in his backyard?
He's got an old Flying Doctor airplane. It's got a flight simulator and air conditioning.
Wait, is it a plane or is it a pretendy plane that you get in and pretendy?
No, it is a full aeroplane, the old Flying Doctor service, and he wheels down his front driveway into the back.
And what does he do then?
He plays in it.
Yeah.
And people fly over it, and it's a bit of a tourist attraction in Croydon.
Is it? Or is that just what he tells you? So essentially he's got a plane that he just plays in.
Yep. It hasn't got an engine that works.
No.
But he doesn't fly it, but it sits in his back garden.
Yeah. And does he go out and sit in it and make little plane noises?
He does, and he's got a full regalia.
Wait, he gets dressed into some sort of flying suit to go and get in his plane to
make
plane noises?
He's got the goggles and the hat.
Did he, personal question, when you've been out with him in the past, did he have a trip and fall and strike his head?
He's slightly eccentric.
Oh, you think?
Has a passion for flight.
He has a passion for flight, but okay. That's awesome, isn't it? I like planes. Might have one in my backyard. What do you do with it? I'll go out and sit in it, make plane noises. Meow.
Richard Stubbs Podcast.
Tim Ferguson is lots of things. He is a stand-up comedian. He is a TV star. He is someone who is a part of the Doug Anthony All-Stars. And he is also running for the Senate while doing the Melbourne Comedy Festival this year. Seems an unusual combination. Spot the odd thing out. Yeah, I know. Doug Anthony All-Stars. He was in a group. Everything else is solo. Huh. He was in to chat about the release of the Doug Anthony All-Stars TV series onto DVD, but the conversation strayed from that essential initial brief. Isn't it funny? Because there are young folk at the ABC. I said, oh, look at this. And they went, what? What is this that I'm looking at? And I'm saying, oh, that's Das Kapital. It was the early 90s and we're all having fun. And they went, what? What is this show? What format is this? And, yes, that's difficult.
It is difficult.
How do you describe it? It's now 2013.
Well, we had to describe it somehow on the back of the DVD because it's a sitcom. That's the shell, but it's got sketches and it's got dream sequences. It's got animation. It's got a bit of Japanese porn. It's got
Japanese news.
Japanese news. It's
so
got
aboard a submarine. We're guarding, cataloguing history. But what? And there's all sorts of breakout things. Like there's a little bit of this.
First impression for this evening. Here we go now. What am I? What am I? Still gorgeous.
You can't fight that, can you, ugly people?
That's the three of them just mobbing around, and then all of a sudden his face relaxes and we see the horror. And that's a whole little thing. But then again, you also sing really well in the middle of the show. Like, listen to these harmonies. When you're ready, boys, kick it in. On three.
Come on, Paul.
Three.
I will come for you at night time, and I will raise you from your sleep. Lord, I will kiss you in four places as I go running up your street. And I will squeeze the life out of you.
Beautiful angelic harmonies. Who would have thought they're such swine?
Oh, butter wouldn't melt in their Marlon Brandos, Richard.
So, the Doug Anthony All-Stars Das Kapital, what do we say to the young folk now? What sort of show is it?
Well, the only way I try to describe it to my kids and things is to say, well, think of everything you've seen. This is not that. This is
it's
a departure. The ABC definitely and consciously and on purpose, God bless them, hasn't repeated anything like Das Kapital, because it was A, confusing, B, deeply, deeply, achingly offensive. So anarchic to the point where even anarchists would say, hey, don't look at me, Tonto.
Yeah, I didn't do this. Yeah. This is just silly. You've gone in. It was, I suppose technically it was a spin-off, wasn't it? It was due to the success of the big gig spots, the Doug Anthony All-Stars, who are a trio. Tim Ferguson, the handsome one. That's who we're chatting to now. Paul, oh, he's naughty. He's a bad boy, but somehow you want to take him home. And Fiddler. That's kind of the three, wasn't it?
It certainly was, and I'm glad you reminded me of Fiddler's surname, because we always just called him the guitarist, and after a while, you know, you just get used to calling him the to be relaxed about it.
You could easily forget. Up on Facebook, we've just put up that you're on, and favourite Doug Anthony All-Stars memory and everything, their harmonies. It's time for these brave men to run the country. They're always the best on the big gig. Every single thing. They're fabulous. I still love them. I think that's Paul, actually, posting that. Watching them busk in Bourke Street Mall in the 80s and drawing crowds of 500 plus. I am strong, strong. I am invincible. Staying up way past my bedtime to watch Das on the big gig or playing their album over and over and over and over. Because that's one thing about the Doug Anthony All-Stars. And I remember from back in the day, we did gigs together. We did all sorts of stuff here. hardcore fans. You had hardcore fans.
They were the people who could have chosen Star Trek. They could have become Trekkies, but instead they went, well, this has a beat. It's Star Trek with a beat. They were and are, as you can see, rusted on. Their loyalty is beyond anything you're going to find in a dog or a partner.
Mm,
these
easily.
People love deeply, long and fast.
Why now? It's 2013. Why is Das Kapital getting released right now?
Well, I've been trying for 5 years to bring the whole thing together, but there are so many disparate elements. And
what kind of things?
Well, we had to re-record one of the songs and redo the sound because the...
Not that hard, surely?
Yeah, the sound wasn't so hard. but I had to get Paul and Richard involved, see, and that's like trying to get three little old ladies to stand on one foot.
Herding cats.
Yeah, and if it's your foot, it really hurts.
Yeah.
Yeah, herding cats, exactly. So... It's taken this long, but finally it's out, and all the questions as to why might be answered, but they'll be answered by scholars and ex-Star Trek fans.
Yeah, and people on submarines who are cataloguing history. they will answer those questions.
They will.
So are you going to have signed copies of these at the Comedy Festival? Will that be another feature of your show?
Oh, well, yes, certainly there'll be...
Now?
I'll be flogging them. No, I will be. No, and there will, of course, be giving them away at the Comedy Festival launch. We're having a party there, but it's all sold out, I'm sorry to say.
So you're just telling me about a party I can't come to?
Yeah. Well, we sent...
There's always been a cruel streak to
we
you.
We sent invites to you.
No.
We should have used the correct name.
Yeah, well, two Bs. Thanks all the same, Tim, but never mind. Let's talk about your Comedy Festival show. What dates are you doing, when and where?
We thought we'd hit the ground running early, so the 28th of March. You know, it's
you're doing the April. You've bitten the Easter. You've gone, folk at Easter will still want comedy.
Going straight through.
It's
and we're starting at an early time,
good.
So it's 5:45 p.m.
That's nice.
The daylight is still up. People can come see the show, go have a boat to eat, go to another
show.
Go to
other shows. I like the 5:45. And where are we?
Oh, Town Hall.
Oh, that's a lovely venue.
Walk into the Town Hall, just punch the security guard and away you go.
Don't do that last bit. But yes, the away you go, certainly. And away you go. In a divvy van, miss the program.
Oh, Richard Fiddler will be the security guard. I should have spelt
that
out.
Oh, okay. Well, in that case, yeah, there'll be a long queue.
Yeah. So
waiting to build.
It's going to be a very long queue of people.
Tim Ferguson, who you're chatting to, the name of your Comedy Festival show is?
Carry a Big Stick.
Excellent.
Which is going to be ironic, because these days I may well have to be wheeled onto the stage.
Well, I was going to say, you've got the exotic walking frame. I like the way you've pimped it, just to make it that little bit better. There's a lot of stairs at the Town Hall. Are you sure that's the ideal venue?
Well, no, but that was the thing I wanted people to know is that, man, if he's made it on stage, then, you know, he's already been working hard to get here.
The least we could do is come and see if he actually physically gets to the stage.
Yeah, because my MS-ridden legs are totally useless, but it doesn't stop me, you know, finding a bit of comedy, waving a stick. So I may be sitting in a wheelchair, but still waving a stick. So, yeah, people won't get off lightly.
Yeah, I think that's great. Do you get the comedians... Get a disabled sticker at the Comedy Festival? Do you get any special... Oh, you got to let him through to the bar because there's a disabled section at the bar that Tim's taking up. Is there any benefit like that in the Comedy Festival?
Richard, that's a fantastic idea. Mm. Let's consider that now implemented.
Yeah, well done.
Yeah.
Just mark it out.
Little stamp on your forehead.
Yeah, that's right. And say, coming through. No, laminate. You got to have a laminate for the festival.
Yeah, that's true. You go to the bar and the little thing says, disable me further.
Yes.
And they just have to...
Alcohol won't hurt.
Yeah, it does not.
Yeah. What are you going to chat about in the Comedy Festival show?
Well, in the Comedy Festival show, I talk about the making of Das Kapital and working with the Doug Anthony All-Stars and, you know, touring the globe and leaving bad smells behind.
Yeah.
And then, of course, working at Channel 9, Don't Forget Your Toothbrush.
Great
and
show.
Then, oh, it was so much fun, so much confetti.
Yeah, the lovely Wendy Mooney. It was a great show. I enjoyed that show.
Wendy Mooney's one of the most beautiful women on the face of the earth, still is. And then, of course, talking about Channel 7, Channel 10, executive stories, network stories.
All good and fun and happy stories, are those?
Oh, no. Some of them are terrible stories.
Really? I find that hard to believe.
Well, only I can tell the stories because I don't care and I don't want to go and work for Channel 7, 9 or 10 anymore.
Really, could have called the show Burning Bridges, couldn't
you? Oh, yeah. This is, well, the bridge is burnt, but it's just a sign saying, you know, don't bother fixing it.
There was a bridge here once.
Yeah. And then, of course, I start talking about life with MS.
Yes.
And how sexy and fun and groovy it can be. It's like anything else. Everybody's got something to deal with. Like Paul mentioned in that little clip you played, there are ugly people out there, and that's not getting any better.
Speaking of which, you want to be standing up in the Senate.
Yeah, I thought I'd turn up the temperature. And part of the comedy festival show I'm doing is devoted to explaining exactly how little I'm going to do to get into the Senate.
Yeah, well done. And this is possibly what a lonely nation's been waiting for.
Oh, yeah.
Someone who just says, look, give us the job. No one else wants to do it. And honestly, I've got nothing.
Yeah, I've got nothing. I've got no policies.
I wonder if you can play a better card. I've always thought I wouldn't mind setting up a political party. And my idea was that we would just take the best bits of what everyone else says. Wait till everyone launches their policies and then go, that's not a bad one.
Right.
Oh, I'll have that one. Like, I've got the Greens. I don't know if they've got a good policy, but I'd have one of theirs. I've got the Labor Party's. Oh, that's not bad. That thing with the forest, that's an all right one. The Liberals, they've got the right idea about something.
School Whack uniforms.
Yeah, school uniforms.
The Greens insist on wearing pants, and I think that's fair enough. Mm. The Labor Party insist on...
Chuck them all in, I'm saying.
...upsetting everybody in the country, and I'm into that as well.
Yeah, see? That's what I'm saying. Don't write it all off. Don't say no policy. Just cherry pick.
Yeah.
The cherry picker party.
Yeah.
We'll just take the stuff that they've already done and put it all together into a melange.
Well, I was going to be the donkey party because that would just encourage people not to donkey vote, but to vote donkey. But I think the cherry picking donkeys actually, it's a mixture of metaphors.
Yeah, it's going a bit too far.
Yeah.
I wonder if I can ask you a favour. I have a dream. I am obsessively in love with the people who do the standing behind people who are doing the press statements.
Want to be a nodder?
I want to be a nodder because some of them don't nod.
Right.
That's my point. Some of them are shocking at it. And and I like to put voice commentary to what they're actually thinking. Like, I've had cheese again. I like cheese. And I wonder, some of them are so bad, particularly at state level, but really it's federal as well, or anything. Sometimes coppers are there with some random in the background. They're so bad that I think to myself, did you look around and say, look, I need something to back me up here. Can you get behind me and look like you're interested? Yeah, all right. And then they don't. Can I be your nodder? Can I be at the back just going, the chaser followed this up. I cheered them when they did it because they inserted themselves nodding and like really working it, really riding it.
Well, you could do this, but we could try something different. Shrugging. Mm. Have a couple of people shrugging.
No, there'll be a bit of what can you do?
Yeah.
I'm going to give it I'm giving it full shtick. It won't just be a nod. There'll be a lot. The whole range of emotion will be in the background for you.
Yeah, we're bringing out a new policy and then you shrug and go,
I don't know. No, there could be a little bit of work at the back. If I've got someone to play off, a bit of, did you see that? Go with it. Thumbs up.
A bit of head shaking.
Bit of thumbs up and smiling.
That's good.
Do you know who gave great work in that regard? Julia Gillard. I was one of the first to spot a rift between Julia Gillard and the then Prime Minister, Kevin Rudd. Because if you glance over your shoulder, you'll notice that we've got the TVs on, and at this time, it's Parliament. So Julia would be at the background while Kevin was up on his feet, and she was awesome. She was into it. She was nodding. She was giving that look of, that's that thing we talked about. Nice work. And now bring in the other. There it is. Well done. She was riding it like Seabiscuit. And then all of a sudden, she was checking her SMSs. She was chatting to Albanese. She was doing her nails. And I went, oh, I can't hear a word. I'm just looking at body language every day. And I went, something's wrong. Something's gone terribly wrong. Sure enough. Nodders reveal all. I want to be your nodder. Let me know.
They're all nodding now. Oh, no, she's shaking her head. There's all sorts of action.
There's not a lot of action.
You can be a nodder and a shrugger. You can, Richard
Stubbs. I'll work it.
Oh, yeah.
Don't worry. They'll be watching you. They'll be going, is he gesturing? Is that the MS? I don't know. What's that guy behind him doing? I don't know, but I want to vote for him.
Yeah.
That's what they'll be doing.
That's good.
Richard Stubbs Podcast.
There comes a time as you age that you gain some sort of wisdom. The area that you gain wisdom in just depends. But one of the things that comes as a sickening shock is that your parents may not have been the gold standard in parenting you thought they were. As you age, you look back and you go, wait a minute, that's not good parenting. I asked that question. What did you discover wasn't good parenting about the way you were brought up? To be honest, I could have filled a book with the answers.
My dad, as a party trick, after he'd had a few,
yes,
would like to put a cigarette in my mouth. My brother would get on the other end of the cigarette with his mouth, and with a stock whip, he'd crack the cigarette from between our lips.
This is when he's pissed?
Yes.
How far away would he be from you? Because a stock whip's a couple of, like, he must be 12 feet away from you.
Yeah, a good 3 metres away.
And how old were you?
Oh, we would have been about 8 at the time, 8 and 6.
So this is at night as well, I'm presuming.
Yes.
Because he's with his mates and there's a fire. I'm seeing a 44-gallon drum.
Yes.
So the light isn't that great. He's half cut. He's got a stock whip. Bang! Between both of your faces.
Never missed.
Or did he? Was he in fact missing every single time?
Not perhaps. Well, he gave me a stock whip for my 14th birthday and he never let me do the same thing to him.
No. No. Do you like the stock whip?
I do.
So it doesn't make you wet the bed at night if you think about this?
No, not anymore.
Can you imagine doing something similar with your children?
I haven't had children yet, but no, they won't be visiting their pop anytime soon either.
Yeah. Okay, that was real. You heard that. That's not like the 60s replaying something odd in your head. No, Dad used to get them and crack a stock whip and get the cigarette out of between their mouths when he'd had a couple. Come on, kids, line it up. Hey, don't make me look stupid in front of my friends. Yeah, we might want to put a Band-Aid on that.
Richard Stubbs Podcast.
Glenn Hansard has got, he's got all sorts of awards for acting, for music, academies, got them coming out. He wanders in to play music, to have a talk. It was just after St. Patrick's Day. His eyes had been opened to the way Australians celebrate St. Patrick's Day. Not as lighthearted as perhaps he imagined. Still, he was able to play us a song. That's nice.
On Raglan Road, of an autumn day, I saw her first and knew that her dark hair would weave a snare that I might one day rue. I saw the danger and I passed along the enchanted way. And I said, let grief be a fallen leaf at the dawning of the day. On Grafton Street, in November, we tripped lightly along the ledge of a deep ravine where can be seen the true worth of passion's pledge. And the Queen of Hearts still baking tarts, and I not making hay, for I loved too much, and by such is happiness thrown away. Thank you. I gave her gifts of the mind. Oh, I gave her the secret sign that's known to artists who have known the true gods of sound and stone. And with word and tint, I did not stint. I gave her poems to say with her own name there and her own dark hair. Thinking of all those lads and ladies who are dying of the worst hangover right now, and who would spend their night in their green hats and sending this out to them on their couches and in their beds still. On a quiet street where old ghosts meet, I see away from me so hurriedly, my reason must allow that I have loved not as I should, a creature made of clay. For when the angel woos, the clay loses wings at the dawn of day.
Richard Stubbs Podcast.
And that's Glenn Hansard. And the end of another awesome podcast. You've told your friends about it, right? That all you have to do is click on subscribe, and then this comes to you automatically into your computer, and you can push it out into any device you want. To listen, well, wherever you like, at sea, for all I care. I didn't want that to seem offhand. I mean, if you're lost at sea, obviously, I don't want you to just be there with the tiger. You should at least have a podcast.
774 ABC Melbourne. Richard Stubbs Podcast.